Have you ever taken the road less traveled? I hope you have at some point along your journey in life. In eighth grade, I memorized the poem, The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost. In the poem, the road not taken was the one that was familiar. It was the path that had more wear. The road less traveled was the one he took. And in the end, that made all the difference. In life, when we step out in faith and go a new way, often there is adventure waiting and more to discover. I love how Jesus describes the narrow way in Matthew 7:14. Many will go down the wide way to destruction, but narrow and difficult is the way which leads to life. He goes on to say, few will find it. The road we choose in life matters. Be sure you're headed in the right direction. It's a perfect time to think about the road less traveled as we are well on our way into a new year. Is there a road God is leading you down, but fear is holding you back because you don't see the path clearly? Maybe more people are going the other way. That doesn't mean it's where God wants you. Be sure you're listening to His voice above any other. That's the first step on the journey. God is all about doing something new. All throughout Scripture, God moves, speaks, and works in new ways, bringing about His redemption plan for us through Jesus. So many moments were road less traveled type moments for men and women in the Bible. It took faith and action to move where God was leading. With the start of this new year, I'm looking all this month at what we can discover in Scripture when it comes to something new. You can find them all at lifeword.org. Is God leading you to a road less traveled? When I think of this new day in this new year, I wonder, is God leading us some way we've never been before? He's done it before. Joshua 3:2. After 3 days, the officers went throughout the camp, giving orders to the people. When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, your God, and the Levitical priests carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. But keep a distance of about 2,000 cubits between you and the Ark. Do not go near it. This is one of my all-time favorite road less traveled moments in Joshua 3. The people of Israel needed God's direction. They were headed into new territory. The path was new and unfamiliar. The Ark of the Covenant, where God's presence and power resided, is what they were to follow. When they saw the Jordan before them in their path, did they stop and have a meeting about all the risks of walking through the Jordan? No, they put their feet in the water and walked on. That's when we see miracles. That's when we see things we've never seen before. When God is leading the way, the road less traveled is always the way that will make all the difference. Today, the presence and power of Christ through the Holy Spirit is with us, leading us as we go. We can trust His leading just as the children of Israel trusted and followed the Ark. God was with them then, taking them away they had never been before, and God is with us now, leading us and wanting us at times to blaze new trails for the sake of spreading the gospel. We are commissioned to go into all the world and tell people about Jesus, yet we get all nervous and full of fear when it's across the street. Friends, God is with us. It's a new day, and He is calling us to new ways to reach the lost. When the way we are called to go is new and unfamiliar, that may be the very sign that we're headed in the right direction. That's when we know it's not us. It's God leading us and giving us peace for the journey. That's the truth. Today is a new day. What new way is God calling you to? Listen to His voice and walk on. I'm Lori Klein.